Families face all kinds of economic issues these days with the cost of living, government taxes, gas prices, rent and mortgage interest increases. But what does God say about it? In 1 Timothy 6:10, he urges us not to love it, not to love money. And in Malachi 3:10, God challenges with the monies that we receive to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Let's take a moment to pray that families will learn that God is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Not to love money, but to give it to God as directed and watch Him bless them. Father God, we thank You that You are Jehovah Jireh. We thank You that You have proven this over and over throughout history, throughout the scriptures, the multiple times that You gave manna to the people in Israel when they were in the wilderness for 40 years. You protected them. They did not even have to replace their shoes. Their shoes worked for 40 years. That would be a nice pair to have. And You gave them fire by night to keep them warm and the cloud of during the day to keep them cool. You also gave them food. Lord, You have provided for us for years. And we pray that people in the families that we are thinking of right now will learn that money came from You in the first place. Whether we earned it, received it as a gift, or inherited, whatever way we receive the money, that it is Your money in the first place. And the reason why You want us to give it to You is so that we won't love it more than You and not get into trouble as a result of it. Father, we thank You that it's never too early to learn. We pray that people will learn to give to You first before they spend one penny. I know we can't do that with taxes necessarily because that goes out, but as soon as we get the money, that we would give You our first part, that we would be generous. You love a cheerful giver, that we would learn to save. We would learn to be content with what we have so that we won't end up buying things we don't need, that we would not be greedy, but we get to test You, God, and give outrageously and watch You perform Your amazing blessings, and we thank You in advance. Help us to tithe, help our families to learn to give a percentage of what they earn to You, to learn how to spend it appropriately, and to share what they have with others. We pray, God, that they will teach their children how to spend, how to save, and how to give to You. And that finally, we pray that we will understand why we need to love You more than money. And we thank You for Your word that says to honor You with our goods, with the first of all Your products, Proverbs 3:9, and to anticipate our needs for difficult times by saving. Go to the ant, the sloth, consider his ways, become wise. It's neither chief nor inspector nor master. She prepares her food in the summer and gathers during the harvest what to eat, Proverbs 6:6 through 8. And that we would learn contentment. Let your conduct not be guided by the love of money, but be content with what you have. Indeed, God Himself said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5.